Hi, Dr. Wolford. Being the person that some people talk to for some information, and, you know, they talk to me on the phone or in the office, and, you know, they ask me, I hope that Dr. Wolford and Sarah Furman can help me, because I'm at the end, and, you know, I see them go in, and then they come out, and everything's fine, and they look kind of happy. So my question is, what exactly are you guys doing in there that is helping so much?
Well, I wish we had a short one-second answer, and, and frankly, I wish we could bottle what we do in there sometimes. But one of the main things, and I learned this from Sarah long ago, is that couples are stuck in the now, or they're stuck in the recent now. By that I mean, in an ADHD, non-ADHD partnership, so very often, many, many people are angry about what happened yesterday. They're angry it happened the month before. Maybe they're even angry that for, you know, 5 or 10 years, they've been picking up and chasing after the disasters of their partner. That they might feel like there was no intimacy. They might feel like they've been essentially left at the altar. Well, listen, no one's going to feel happy about that. But one of the techniques that Sarah and I use together is we ask the couple for a moment if they could just suspend judgment in this moment. And we ask a very simple question. Mm-hmm. What was it that attracted you to your partner? Oh. We just want to know. You know, no one... Well, maybe some people do. Very few people think back when they're in college and they think, oh, now there's the guy. He's going to wreck me. He's going to ruin me. I'm going to become so resentful, right? Do you ever hear? No one says those things.
Yeah, I never hear anybody saying, I saw him. I started dating him. And, you know, I knew if I was going to marry him, this and so-and-so would happen. And, you know, we would be doing this and doing that. And
all bad things would happen.
Yeah.
No one says that. And so what we try to do is we try to remind the couple to think back, to reminisce just for a moment about why in the world did they pick their partner? What was it that attracted them? What was it that was magic? Were they spontaneous? Were they non-judgmental? Were they kind of thrilling? Were they exciting? Maybe they were just different. And very often what we find is that one partner maybe needed the other partner, and maybe the other partner wanted the other partner. Mm-hmm. For example, I'm thinking of a couple that came in recently, and the one partner was complaining, oh, my partner is such a stick in the mud. Mm-hmm. You know, and all they do is pay the bills and do all these sort of necessary things. They're not very fun. Then I said, well, what were you guys like? You know, they actually got married right after high school. I said, what were you like in high school? And frankly, the woman who was the more of the more quieter now of the two people, apparently she used to be buckets of fun. I mean, she used to be that girl that would, you know, go out on a Friday night and go to great parties and have lots of fun. And then when we asked what the husband was like, frankly, he was the stick in the mud. He was kind of the bookworm, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So what happened is, because of the ADHD and the person with the ADHD in this partnership happened to be the woman. And mm-hmm. So what happened in the relationship is the woman became so overburdened with running of the house or taking care of the kids and those kind of homemaker duties, which are at least a full-time job. Mm-hmm. And then the husband, who was the bookworm, he became the one out trying to meet people and try to have a successful business. Well, frankly, that's backwards from why they were married. Because she was saying to me, yeah, without me, he'd just be a bunch of, you know, mud in a pot. Mm-hmm. And he actually admitted that without her, she's really the orchid that keeps him from not being mud and actually being fine soil. So, you know, people, if they can stop for a minute and remember what in the world attracted them in the beginning, very often it helps the partners and, frankly, the coaches and therapists, it helps us see where did the relationship get out of balance. Because every relationship starts with a contract. You know, in this case, the contract was the woman's going to be the fun one, right? Mm-hmm. And the husband, well, he's going to be the more conservative, kind of introverted one.
Yes.
Well, when the woman started having ADHD, it became harder and harder for her to be extroverted because she felt nagged and criticized by the husband. Mm-hmm. And frankly, the husband didn't like doing a lot of the socializing and different things. So their relationship just collapsed because their contract really failed. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the things that you see when sometimes you'll see patients come into a room and you just think for sure divorce is on the horizon.
Yeah.
Right? We should call a divorce lawyer this minute as they're walking in the door. Mm-hmm. And they actually kind of come out and they're chuckling a little bit. It's because we're helping them remember why they got into this relationship in the first place, what has worked, what used to work at one time, what worked recently, and frankly, why in the world were they attracted to that partner? And I think that's such a powerful, powerful exercise. Because yes. it puts good back in the thinking, mm-hmm. and not just sour thinking.
Yeah.
So remembering the good, remembering what's working, and asking yourself the question, what was it about that person that got me to actually engage with them and marry them, is really a powerful first step.
Yes, it is. It is. Love really does overcome all.
It certainly is the beginning, that's for sure.
Okay.